Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I will be sitting in for at least the next week or so while David Knight tends to some family business. So I'm very happy to be with you here today. We're having major thunderstorms here in Austin, Texas. So we had a slight power outage the studio earlier today, and we're missing some of the bumpers here at the beginning of the segment. So apologize for the rough start, but we'll work the kinks out and have everything going by the time we return on the other side of this commercial break. A lot of crazy news today. I know, not a big surprise if you're paying attention, but it does get crazier and crazier, it seems, as the days go on. Of course, the killer of Aaron J. Danielson, that Antifa member who gunned him down on the streets of Portland, has been found and dispatched. He has been killed. He's been killed by U.S. Marshals very shortly after his interview with Vice magazine came out, Vice News Show, if you can call it that. We'll look into that as well. We'll watch some of the segment from Vice. In fact, I haven't watched all of it. I watched the ad to it, and then I watched the first 5 seconds of the Vice ad, or the Vice package, the Vice report, and I got 5 seconds in before I decided, yo, I'm going to watch this on air, because it took a mere 5 seconds before the lies and disinformation came spilling forth. So there he is with the Black Lives Matter fist tattooed on his neck as he claims, I was saving a life. I was saving a life. Those big, bad Trump supporters were going to kill my friend, so I killed them first. Complete lies, complete fabrication, complete obfuscation, and really propping up a cold-blooded murderer as some sort of hero. It's truly despicable, but hey, this is just where we are in the greatest country in the world these days. It's seeming less and less like that as the days go on. But on the other side of that, we also have some rather disturbing footage out of the UK and Australia. So sort of as crazy and as nonsensical and as just insane as the United States is seemingly becoming, we can at least look ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, at least we're not Australia. At least we're not the UK. At least we have some semblance, some vague memory of our God-given human rights, which have been completely destroyed as far as the Commonwealth and the UK go. And we'll be showing you videos of just how draconian these measures are becoming in those countries, people being arrested left and right for the despicable crime of posting things on Facebook or of attempting to gather in protest of the government's policies. In those countries, you don't have that right anymore. You can't stand up anymore against your government. You are a subject to them, and they will destroy you at a whim if they think it convenient. So a lot of really disturbing stuff today. It is Friday, September 4th, year of our Lord, 2020. We'll be right back after these short messages. Remember, you support everything we do here, trying to get this information out, trying to maintain our God-given rights here in the United States by going to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today. Purchase some of the great products that we have there and support this last bastion of truth against the onslaught of the satanic liars. We'll be right back after these messages.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true, because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you gotta have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action, get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. It is Friday, the 4th of September, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's day 172 of America Held Hostage. Day 172 of America Held Hostage. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I remember months ago sitting in for David Knight and putting out this intro saying America Held Hostage day 20, day 25, day 30. I didn't think it would have ever gotten to 172 days, but here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess it begs the question, how high is this number going to get? How high are we going to let this number get? Will I be here sitting behind the desk a year from now saying, day 524, it's day 524 of America Held Hostage? God, I hope not, but with the current trajectory, there's little hope of anything other than that happening. So, it's really incredible the way that this entire catastrophe has been mishandled, has been exploited, and has been used by the powers that be to completely destroy any remnant of freedom that the world once appreciated, once had. It's really disgusting. And I'll show you later in today's program the videos out of Australia and out of the UK of the absolutely draconian tactics that are being used to enforce these truly arbitrary lockdown measures and mask mandates and all this sort of nonsense, which isn't scientifically backed up, isn't lawfully being executed, and yet is giving untold and untoward power to these petty tyrants in their neon vest. It's really incredible, and it's happening all over the world. But I'll get to that a little bit later, because our first story, our top story, is that the Antifa terrorist, the gunman, the assassin of a man named Aaron J. Danielson, that Patriot Prayer supporter who was gunned down in the middle of the street, his killer is now dead. That's right. The Antifa member with the Black Lives Matter tattoo on his neck has been gunned down by U.S. Marshals on the street just mere hours after his interview with Vice News aired. So I want to go to a couple clips here, show you exactly how this is happening. Very strange, you know, the way these two killings. Of course, I'm talking about the event in Kenosha with Kyle Rittenhouse. Clearly self-defense, caught on video, him being attacked, him trying to run away, him being knocked down, him defending himself with his firearm. Of course, the next day he's arrested. By that night, he's charged with multiple counts of first degree murder. Every system in America comes down like a hammer on the head of Kyle Rittenhouse when he's caught on video defending himself. On the other hand, we see on video a man being gunned down in cold blood on the streets of Portland. And nobody seems to really care. Nobody really seemed to do anything about it. Until, strangely enough, Vice magazine got an exclusive interview with him, and then later that day, he's gunned down on the streets of Seattle, I believe it was. I think that's where they found him. Guys, do we have the video of him laying there? There's a video of him laying in the street. I think it might be one of these bleeps. Here you go. Let's go to clip number 7. Here is a video filmed by a bystander shortly after that violent confrontation with the Antifa murderer. Clip number 7. Let's play that now.
Damn. They were not playing. I think he dead.
He is.
Yeah, I think he dead for real.
Yeah, he's dead for real. That's the fact.
I was sitting in my backyard and all I heard was pop, 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 pop. I'm like, oh, come outside, there's a million sheriff out here, and this dude laying down here by the mailbox. He bleeding. They hit him. Damn.
You see, it's a nice sort of suburban setting on a street corner here. There you see the man. The man's name, Michael Forrest Reinhold, something like that. Murderer, cold-blooded murderer. He admitted
it. Was fireworks at first. I was like, man, somebody letting off.
Gunned down in a hail of gunfire apparently by U.S. Marshals. That's the word on the street. We haven't heard too much about what exactly went down that caused him to be shot there on the street. But I'm going to go ahead and say he deserved it. And of course, I would have liked to see him brought into custody. I would have liked to see him have to go through trial. I would have liked to see the evidence presented, because I think it would have exposed a lot about exactly what went on. I'm not upset that this guy's dead. He clearly deserved it. But it would have been nice to be able to go through the correct process and actually figure out who this guy was, why he was doing what he did, and where he comes from, who supports him. You also really get down to the bottom of why he was released. You know, he'd been arrested at the protests earlier with a gun and then released and allowed to go back onto the streets. So, you know, it would have been nice to have him in court and be able to question him about all of this. It'd also be nice to bring charges against the people who let him go, against the people who have been charged, have been vested with the power of controlling and arresting criminals that utterly failed in their job. And of course, their failure led to the death of that Trump supporter. So I think they're at least partly at fault as well. Of course, we're seeing this go on all across America with these DAs and these prosecutors who just have decided that, you know, it's not that bad if you assault a cop as long as you're doing it for the right side. It's not so bad if you kill somebody as long as you have the right pronoun. I don't know what it is, except that it's a complete undermining of the entire American system and any semblance of control that our civilization once held. It's a collapse. It's a degradation of everything we hold dear. And on the other side, we'll show you some of the videos of this guy. In fact, we'll play the trailer right now. This, of course, was from Vice News. Vice got this exclusive interview with this Antifa member. Of course, it's kind of strange, isn't it? Kind of strange that they would have access to these guys. This clip 24, guys. Let's play this quick little preview here now, and we'll get into the full video on the other side. But first, here's Vice News Tonight and their segment with the Portland protester linked to deadly shooting. He's linked to this deadly shooting, kind of like how Kyle Rittenhouse is linked to a shooting in Kenosha. The dishonesty of these people is truly incredible. Here it is, this Vice News trailer for their interview with the Antifa assassin.
Tonight.
You know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything, but I feel it's important that
lots of lawyers
at least gets a little bit of what's really going on, because there's been a lot of propaganda put out there.
Propaganda.
I had no choice.
Liars.
I mean, I had a choice. I could have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color. But I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, he was saving the life of a person of color. Don't you just trust and believe this scumbag liar murderer? Vice News, really insult to your intelligence. But, you know, they let these little things slip. I didn't have a choice. Well, I mean, I did have a choice. I did have a choice. I could have not murdered the guy. That was a choice I could have made. But, you know, I'm an insane person, and I think that somebody disagreeing with me is a danger to the life of colored people. That's me. I'm an Antifa genius. No, they're idiots. Well, we'll be right back.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for,
that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs, and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where did this water come from?
Huh? Where did it come
from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this out. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. I'll be sitting in for the next week or so. I'll also be hosting the election countdown, our 2020 election countdown coverage on InfoWars.com tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. There's my Twitter. You can find me at Harrison_of_TX, Harrison of Texas, Harrison Hill Smith on Twitter, and my website offlimits.news. I don't know how long that Twitter is going to be around. I tend to get to about 500 followers before somebody at Twitter realizes who I am and deletes me. So, you know, if you want to follow me on Twitter, do it quickly because it'll probably be deleted fairly soon. That's just the way it goes working here at InfoWars.com and InfoWars headquarters. And of course, offlimits.news is where I compile all the social media. So when I do get kicked off, you can go there and find what new wonderful handle I come up with, to circumvent the Twitter censorship, because, they can't stop me from doing so. But of course, I'm only able to do this because fine folks like you, our audience out there, our supporters, truly keep us going by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We are in the final hours of the everyday essentials sales, up to 60% off. A lot of really incredible products, including free shipping on everything. 50% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. That goes from $29.95 to $14.95. That is a huge discount off of a product that we already don't mark up that much. So, again, I never understand the math here. It seems to me like we're losing money with this, but hey, that's your benefit, I guess. Take advantage of that and go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us going. Help me have a job, because folks, if InfoWars isn't here, I can't have a Twitter. I can't make my own money in the outside world. In fact, we have this story. Discover blocks donations to Kyle Rittenhouse crowdfunding page. I mean, the way that the banks and the credit card companies are destroying the ability to support people that are actually patriotic Americans, it's truly disturbing. So God knows how long we'll be able to do any of this. We really have to fight now, because it may be the last chance for us to fight for a very, very long time. It's really disturbing stuff. Now, let's go back to this story of this guy, Michael Reinhall. Does anybody know how to pronounce this scumbag murderer's name? Nah, you're right. I don't care. Okay, so we're just going to call him Antifa. You know, assassin is too cool. Assassin is like, sounds awesome. He's not an assassin. He's a thug. He's a murderer. He's a scumbag. He's a loser. I don't know. We'll just call him the loser. All right. So he did lose. He lost his life today. And there's a bunch of other losers out there in America mourning him as a martyr. Antifa gunman. Even that sounds too romanticized for my liking. A gunman. It's not a gunman. He's a thug with a gun. Here's a story from InfoWars.com. Portland murder suspect dead after pulling gun on feds during arrest admitted guilt hours earlier in a Vice interview. Of course, Vice is one of the leading proponents of Antifa, is happy to celebrate and honor this guy. Of course, they have connections to him. You know, one of the things I mentioned in the last segment where how, you know, he lets these little things slip. He lets these little admissions accidentally get out while he's talking, because he's kind of a dumb person. He was a dumb person until he died. He was 48 years old, dressed like a 15-year-old with a tattoo of a black power fist on his neck. But what he said was, he said, you know, lots of lawyers are advising me not to say anything. Who are these lawyers? How many lawyers are there? Who's paying for them? Who is advising secretly murder suspects with Antifa? That would have been one of the questions that maybe we would have gotten an answer to if he hadn't been gunned down in a hail of bullets. If he'd gone to trial, maybe we'd figure out, who are these people advising him? Who is hiding him? Who's transporting him across state lines? Who's connecting him with Vice Media? Who is behind all of this? Or is it just him? I mean, it's not. He says lots of lawyers. Lots and lots of lawyers are telling me things. Very interesting how he's in connection with lots of lawyers. Who are these people? Who's paying for them? These are the questions that we need to ask. This is not over just because this scumbag is dead. This is only the beginning. We need to really be proactive about this. Not always reactive. We're always reactive, right? Well, this guy, you know, this Trump supporter got shot. So, you know, I guess a week from now, maybe we'll put our heads together and try to figure out who this guy is and maybe go after him. We need to be proactive, and we need to try to prevent anything like this from happening again. One of the easy ways to do this is when you arrest somebody for being disruptive at a protest and being armed, maybe don't let him out a little while later. We have the story on InfoWars.com and Summit News. They hunted him down. That's from the friend of murdered Trump supporter who was there right next to him as the man was shot. And I'd like to do that. I'd like to actually play his video and the murderer's video, and you can see who you trust more, who you think is telling the truth. But first, I want to go to this Vice video man linked to killing at the Portland protest. He admits it in this video. They could just say man who killed a Trump supporter. Like, that's the truth. That's reality. They're not going to tell you that, though. They're going to obscure it. They're going to obfuscate it as much as possible. And you'll see within the first 5 seconds, they do just that. So let's go to this video now. Man linked to killing at a Portland protest says he acted in self-defense.
Tonight.
It was a free-for-all, and the police were letting it happen. Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen.
A protester linked to Saturday's shooting in Portland speaks to us about what happened that night. To be clear, he hasn't been arrested or charged. We didn't go looking for him, and we have no information where he is now. He went to a freelance journalist.
He's liars. All right, let's pause it right there. Oh, my God. How many lies were in the first 10 seconds of that video? My God. All right. It's like, where do you even start? The guy claims it's self-defense. Clearly it was. And he killed an unarmed man by walking up to him. The man was facing the other way. The man turned around and he got 2 bullets in the chest. It wasn't self-defense. It's not even close to that. It's obvious from the video that that's a complete lie. Then they say a man linked, he's linked to this killing. Oh, he's linked to it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse is just linked to some killings in Kenosha, right? Right. John Wilkes Booth was linked to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah. Right. No. Okay. So he murdered a guy. Then they're like, we didn't go out looking for him. We don't even know where he is. Yes. We did film him. Yes, we have him on tape. Yes, we're in communication with him, but we don't know. We don't know where he is. We don't know anything. They say he has not been charged. But that, you know, that's because the justice system in Portland, the justice system controlled by these scumbag loser psychopaths, is in league with all the other psycho scumbag loser psychopaths. So it's not a big surprise that the police department there was sort of dragging its feet on getting their hands on a cold-blooded murder. And you know, it's worse than cold-blooded murder. A man going up to another guy and shooting him down in the middle of the street, that's bad, that's awful, one of the worst things that can happen in a civilized society. What's even worse is when it's politically motivated. What's even worse is when it's on the basis of their political beliefs. This is something far worse than murder. This is an act of war. It is an attack against an entire group of people, the people that support the president of the United States. So, you know, this is worse than just murder. We have to understand that. This is political murder. This is something that will spiral out of control.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. Though we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming, but you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that he come to the point in our own psyche, in our own spirit, in our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge and God has the power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times, having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump on the offense to expose this criminal activity. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out just like with Info and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the info war that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We're talking about this. Antifa murderer who was interviewed by Vice. He was interviewed by independent journalist, Donovan Farley, apparently. He says, I have a piece dropping on Vice News tonight that I've been working on nonstop for the last 2 days. I hope you'll check it out. Well, we'll check it out and I hope the FBI checks you out. I hope the FBI gets in contact with old Donovan Farley and ask him a few questions about how he knows this guy and whether he helped him, whether he's in contact with some of the other people who were helping this guy. And just scrolling through this guy's Twitter feed. I mean, it's a different world these people live in. It's a different world these people live in. He says, once again, year after year, Proud Boys openly state they're going to terrorize the city of Portland. They're terrorizing Portland. Yes, they're the ones terrorizing Portland. Of course. Of course they are. It's not the insane masked Antifa members destroying the city night after night. No, it's the Proud Boys who are there waving American flags. They're the real terror. They're the real danger, as basically everybody in any position of power would like to have you believe. Really just incredible stuff. Let's go back to this video. This is clip 17. This report by Vice News of this man linked to the murder of the Trump supporter. Here it is.
The sit down. Tess Owen has been covering extremism at Vice News, and she's here to help us get a handle on this. Tess, do we know anything about this guy, and why is he talking to us?
His name is Michael Reynell, and so far, Portland police have been pretty tight-lipped about what actually happened on Saturday night. The victim's been described as a supporter of Patriot Prayer, which is a far-right group in the area.
Far right.
One night after the shooting, Reynell's name began circulating on 4chan as a possible suspect. And then his name went into social media and you know, right-wing blogs. And then local media, citing police sources, have since described him as a person of interest in the shooting. And conservative media also honed in on his own social media posts where he's described himself as 100% Antifa. And Trump has shared that tweet saying that the victim was murdered in Portland by Antifa.
So you've been covering this story from the beginning. What have you found about what happened that night?
So on August 29th, there was this pro-Trump caravan that started in a town about 10 miles southeast of Portland. Portland police knew about the caravan and had apparently been tasked with making sure that it stayed out of downtown Portland to avoid escalating tensions, which there have been running pretty high, more than 90 days of consecutive protests. And still, some parts of the caravan peeled off and made their way into downtown Portland to confront protesters. And then the evening or hours later, the shooting took place.
So Tess, this didn't happen in a vacuum. Why were pro-Trump supporters there in a caravan? And why was someone protesting against police violence bringing a gun to a protest?
So I think it's important to look at the shooting in the context of escalating violence in Portland, which has been an ideological battlefield since 2016. In recent years, there have been numerous street brawls between anti-fascists and far-right groups like Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys. Some of these have resulted in arrests and quite serious injuries. And in 2018, a group of far-right demonstrators were found with a whole bunch of long guns on a roof overlooking a protest.
Oh, my God. All right, let's just go ahead and pause it right there. It's like, I mean, how do you even comprehend this? How do you try to explain this to somebody that is, you know, everything they say is blaming the Trump supporters, right? Why is this caravan allowed to go in? You have 90 days. 90 days of nonstop protests in which Antifa is nightly burning down buildings, attempting to burn down buildings, defacing the courthouse, just destroying everything, running wild, completely unopposed, destroying everything, beating people up in the street, nonstop, 90 days, Antifa, night after night after night after night after night, endless destruction. The mayor having to move from his condo downtown because they broke into the lobby of that apartment building and tried to burn down an apartment building with people inside, with children and families asleep above them. They tried to burn down an apartment building, and that was just the latest in a continuous 90-day siege on the city of Portland. But the real question that they're asking is, why do Trump supporters think they can just drive a car through Portland? Why do they think they can drive a car with an American flag through Portland? It's their fault for trying to exist in the country that their forefathers built and trying to stand up for the foundational beliefs that the American people built their lives on. It's absurd. It's, well, far right wing groups like Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys have been linked time after time to violent conflict. It's because they go to peacefully protest, to peacefully march, to peacefully hold prayer rallies, and they are set upon by these Antifa scumbags, by these Antifa rabid savages. But it's their fault. It's their fault for existing. Their very existence is a threat, apparently, to all minorities in America, despite the fact that, you know, they are minorities, despite the fact that they clearly are putting themselves in the line of danger when they go out to peacefully protest. No, it's their fault for daring to stand up for something that goes against the general zeitgeist that places like Vox News, Vice News, and all these others are attempting to prop up as the true reality of everything. I mean, it's just, it's so sick. And we saw it even, you know, I tweeted out, it was the day it happened. The body was still lying on the street when New York Times, the paper of record, the august and the esteemed New York Times came out saying, this far right agitator, you know, it was basically blaming it on him, basically saying this far right extremist got what was coming to him, you know, by being out on the streets of Portland while the body was still warm. It's despicable the way these little verbal tricks are utilized. It really is disgusting. I want to go to clip 13 just so I can give you a few minutes of reality, just a few fleeting moments of truth from somebody that was actually there and actually saw his friend gunned down in cold blood. So just ask yourself, who are you going to trust? The 48-year-old with the Black Lives Matter tattoo on his neck, who gunned down a man and is now fleeing, or was until he was killed, fleeing justice, and obviously a complete liar like all of these scumbags are? Or are you going to trust this guy, the friend of the Patriot Prayer supporter who was gunned down, who was there on the scene? Just who do you trust? Let's roll this tape.
What happened last night? A lot of things happened last night. A lot of people came out to express themselves, express their beliefs. We have a First Amendment in this country. We have a First Amendment that protects our natural right. And for whatever reason, there seems to be this opposition that thinks we can't do that. And they have been attacking us for years, really for decades in the grand scheme, but very heavily in Portland, especially for the last 95 days. Last night, it escalated to the point that they executed my partner. They hunted him down. They hunted us down. They recognized our Patriot Prayer hats. For anybody who doesn't know Patriot Prayer, Joey Gibson, the Citizens Advocate, he's a good man. We support him. He's a Christian and conservative. So they identified our hats. We've got a couple of them right here. We've got a couple of them right here. Pull it out. Pull it out. And
is that what they said?
That's what they said. We turned around. It didn't even register that somebody was pointing a gun at us until the shots went off and he took off running.
The shooter took off running.
And it takes a second for you to process everything that happened. You know, did he just shoot at me? Okay. I'm okay. Turn over, and Jay's dead. Because he believes something different than them. Jay's not a racist. He's not a xenophobe or whatever label. He's not an ist or an ism.
He's despicable, folks. We'll be right back with the David Knight Show.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes. You've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we've basically spent this whole first hour talking about this guy, Michael Raynell, apparently is how you pronounce his name, the Antifa murderer who gunned down Aaron J. Danielson, who was himself gunned down by police yesterday. From Jack Posobiec, Raynell had fled the state of Oregon and crossed state lines to Washington. A federal fugitive task force located him outside of Olympia, where he was killed as they moved in to arrest him. Portland police issued a warrant for his arrest earlier today. I'm going to move off this topic mostly in the next 2 hours because there is so much more to cover. I mean, my God, you got the California legislature passing a bill to reduce penalty, basically saying that children can be willing sex partners. The number of things we have to cover in the videos that we have. There's been a camp discovered that is basically the Antifa forward operating camp there in Portland, Oregon. That has been discovered and filmed, and we'll show you that video. We have more violence at some BLM protests. We have the absolute destruction of the city of New York as it collapses into the violence that we see in most socialist nations. Just all sorts of insanity. And then, of course, more important than pretty much anything else is watching the way that the COVID-19 lockdown and mask orders are allowing these petty tyrants in countries like Australia and the UK to completely run roughshod over the rights of their citizens. And it's truly disturbing stuff. So we'll be getting to all of that in the next 2 hours and showing you a collection of truly harrowing videos to all of that. I'll also be taking your calls, getting your input on all of this. And the number to dial is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Give us a call here at the David Knight Show. And let us know what you think about all of the stuff going on, what we should do to combat it, what we can do to stand up against this onslaught of all of the freedoms and liberties that we hold dear that are just being attacked on all sides. So I want to go back, at least for the moment, to this Vice clip of Michael Raynell explaining lying and describing his justification of having murdered this Trump supporter. And this is the incredible thing, right? He's not guilty about this. He's not saddened by this. You know, if it was truly self-defense, he would have stayed in the area. He would have turned himself in. He would have acted like Kyle Rittenhouse acted. He would have done exactly what Kyle Rittenhouse did. Ran directly to the cops, tried to turn himself in. And when they wouldn't arrest him, then he said, "Hey, I'm going to be at my house. So, you know, come get me when the time is right." Of course, they hunted him like a dog. This other guy, Michael Raynell, fled the scene immediately after shooting the guy in cold blood, escaped, clearly had help, clearly had lawyers advising him, clearly had connections with Vice News. And it was only after a week or so that the cops finally decided, yeah, maybe we'll go pick this guy up. I mean, after all, he did admit to it. He did say that he did it. So, you know, maybe we'll go pick him up. And of course he, I'm sure shot at the cops and they returned fire. Very little, details about this coming out so far about the attempted arrest, that ended in his death, but we'll bring you, any updates we get as we get them. But let's go back now to this Vice interview with, Antifa dirtbag Mike Rainell.
I had no choice. I mean, I had a choice. I could have sat there and watched
him
kill a friend of mine of color. But I wasn't going to do that. You know, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Such a lie. They're just pure lies.
My name's Michael Forrest Rainell. Born and raised Portland, Oregon. 48 years old. You know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything.
Lots of lawyers.
But I feel it's important that the world at least gets a little bit of what's really going on, because there's been a lot of propaganda put out there. What I will say is that I felt that my life and other people around me's lives were in danger. And I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
Why?
I wasn't even aware of what was going on. I was actually out with my son. We were driving through town and we happened to see hundreds of trucks with flags on them. And so I notified my friends of what I'd seen and finished what I was doing with my son, got home, and then received a phone call saying that it might be a good idea to come down there. Security may be needed. Not knowing what that would entail, I had no idea what I was going into.
Yeah, you're going into a peaceful really protest with a bunch of Trump supporters waving flags.
Respected the flag.
You brought a gun.
Everything that it represented. But because of all this, every time I see a big truck, especially with a flag on it, I immediately think that they're out to get me.
Yeah, this guy's a paranoid schizophrenic psychopath.
Who knows how many were rolling through downtown, but like I said, when I showed up, I saw more of their vehicles than real citizen vehicles. It felt like the beginning of a war.
Waving flags, driving through the city. Oh, so disturbing. Oh man, now you know, I see this and I just think, God, I better kill these guys, right? Oh yeah, they let it happen. They let Trump supporters walk around. That was their big crime.
Right after it happened,
that was his big threat.
What did you panic? Did you run?
Well, honestly, you know, those are a bit of details I probably don't want to get into, other than just simply saying that, you know, I realized what had happened. I was...
What, he shot somebody? He realized that he shot somebody?
I did not hit anyone innocent. And I made my exit.
You okay? Jerry!
He's saying this guy wasn't innocent.
Jerry!
Unarmed.
And just to reiterate, you feel that it was totally justified.
Totally justified. Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed, because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen. What they've done is they're trying to make it look like we're all terrorists, and
yeah,
they're trying to make me look like a murderer.
Yeah.
I've noticed that they keep saying that it's not clear that it's related to the protests. That's a lie.
Yeah, we know that's a lie. Clearly it was related to the protest.
Not to mention the fact that they say that they don't know who it was. That's a lie. Within an hour, Facebook and Twitter and all that have my face and name labeled as the shooter.
Yeah, it's incredible that Facebook and 4chan are better and more active investigators than
people don't understand
the police
represents. And if you just look at the basic definition of it, it's just anti-fascist. And I am 100% anti-fascist. I'm not a member of Antifa. I'm not a member of anything.
Wait.
Honestly,
oh my God.
I
I'm not a member of Antifa, but I am Antifa. I'm 100% Antifa, but I'm not a member of Antifa. And we're not terrorists and murderers, but I did terrorize and murder a guy. But, you know, we're really just anti-fascists, but we walk around and kill anybody that doesn't adhere to our ideology 100%. These people are not worthy of life. He is gone now. He is dead now. Goodbye. Good riddance. Farewell. Au revoir. You're dead. We don't care. You deserved it 100%. But like I said, you know, I would have rather seen him hooked up to a car battery. No, I'm sorry. I'd rather see him go to court and have to answer some of this and have to explain a little bit about where he was and what the situation was. You know, Vice News, they're just Antifa mouthpieces. They are the propaganda arm of the terrorist wing of the billionaire-funded liberal elite, boots on the ground, what's the term, useful idiot crew. So they're not going to ask him, you know, what do you mean this is self-defense? Was the guy attacking you? Did the guy have a weapon? Were you in imminent danger? They're not going to ask those types of questions. You get the guy that you want to portray as a hero and a martyr and a genius. You put him in front of the camera and he says, it was self-defense. And you go, yes, wow, that must have been terrifying. What was it like to feel so threatened that you had to pull the gun? These people are liars. They're all in collusion together. The journalist should be brought in and questioned who filmed all of this. They should be asking who these lawyers are that are working with this guy, that were advising this guy. This is not over now just because this guy is dead. This is where it needs to start. We need to unravel these networks. We need to find out who's funding them. We need to find out where they're staying. We need to imprison them. And then we need to work on the next few decades of unprogramming the anti-Americanism that has been indoctrinated into our young people. And of course, he's not young. He's 18 years older than me, and he still looks like that.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I had no choice. I mean, I had a choice, right? They're portraying us as terrorists and murderers. And I mean, I did terrorize and murder somebody. I'm not Antifa, but I am 100% Antifa. Wow. Really incredible. And I'm going to do a whole thing. Maybe I'll do it today. Maybe I'll save it because we have so much more stuff. And I have a whole week here with you on the David Knight Show. I'll be sitting in for the next week or so. But I really want to compare and contrast in an academic way the coverage of Antifa versus the coverage of the so-called Boogaloo Boys. Because it seems like the media is desperate to portray one as simply anti-fascist, and it's not even a group. You can't have members of an idea. It doesn't make any sense. Whereas the Boogaloo Boys, they're like this avowed member, a Boogaloo loyalist. It's really incredible the way they choose to define these different things. We have a caller here, Robert in Washington, that wants to talk about the shooting of Jay Danielson, who was, I believe, originally misidentified as Jay Bishop. But let's go to Robert in Washington. Thanks for calling in, Robert. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Joey Gibson and Patriot Prayer.
Absolutely.
I had the pleasure to meet him down at the Olympia rally where Jay was actually at. Never got to actually meet him, but the senseless violence that we're experiencing by these brainwashed kids, adults, they have no idea what they've gotten themselves into. I work for a living. I have kids. I got to deal with these vaccines. I got all this stuff being pounded on me. I work in downtown Seattle. What a beautiful city. It's turned into a complete poop shoot. It's toxic. It's disgusting. I drive a big truck. I'm proud to represent America. I'm actually an immigrant from Canada, moved down here, assimilated, do what I'm supposed to. Now I have to drive around with a target on my back. I'm proudly wearing my Patriot Prayer shirt today. If anybody wants to step up to me and ask me why I wear it, I'll gladly explain to them what I believe is true freedom, is God's guns, glory, religion, family, everything. I actually woke up this morning. I read the article last night about the gentleman that was killed today or last night, yesterday, and I said a prayer for him. I hope he makes it to heaven. I'm sorry he was brainwashed by the left, but as of now, the blood is on the left's hands. They are the ones who started this. We are the ones who will finish it. That's all I got.
Yeah, well, you're kinder than me offering a prayer to him. I know I'm not really doing my Christian duty here, but I have a question for you, Robert. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're like me where, you know, I didn't want to go out to any of these protests because I see the threat of danger. I see all that stuff and I'm sort of like, it's not worth it. You know, I just don't really want it. But then when it's like, okay, if you wear a Patriot Prayer hat, I'm going to kill you. That's the instant I'm like, all right, I'm wearing my Patriot Prayer hat. All right, I'm going to Portland now. Because the instant you say, I'm going to kill you if you do this, that I go, well, now I have to do this. Are you sort of along the same lines as me that's like, it's because they're trying to threaten you that you feel even stronger standing up for what you believe in?
I absolutely agree with you. My thing is the term hell on earth, we are living hell on earth. This isn't what we're supposed to do. This is just a period in time we have to deal with. You know, they say your flesh and blood carries all your sins. I repent every day. I'm a human being. I was designed to sin. I sin every day, and I repent. There's things that I choose to do and things that I choose not to do. The one thing I choose not to do is take someone's innocent life from them. I know that is immorally wrong. I would never, ever do that. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I'm a
You know what? And 99% of America are upstanding people like Robert in Washington, but we're all being held down and terrorized by the very small minority of psychopathic socialists that run things.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the David Knight Show. It is hour two. This is Friday, September 4th, year of our Lord 2020. America held hostage day 172. Really incredible how long we've allowed this to go on. And it's one of those things, you know, there's a saying that goes something like, tolerance is the only virtue of a dying society, something like that. And it's true that, you know, as conservatives, we have failed to stop the train in the station, and it's now barreling down the tracks, and which is why, you know, what we are going to have to do to reverse things is going to have to be so much more extreme than it would have been if we just put our foot down earlier on. If we just stopped the train from ever leaving the station, we wouldn't have to worry about how we stop a moving freight train as it roars down the track. So, you know, where we are now, we're in it. We're in the mess, and we're going to have to try to find a way to dig ourselves out of it, climb out of it, fight our way out of it, and it never should have gotten this far. In fact, according to the LA Times, Michael Forrest Reynal, 48, who described himself on social media as 100% Antifa, had already been shot at one protest. He'd been shot at a protest already. He tried to steal a gun from a right-winger. The gun went off, and this guy, Reynal, was shot in the arm already in one protest. And maybe we should have had some action then. Maybe we should have put a stop to things then when he's trying to steal guns from people and being shot because of it. Maybe that would have been a good time to stop. Maybe another good time to have put the brakes on this thing would have been when he was arrested at another protest for having a gun. He was arrested at a protest with a gun and was released to murder somebody a few days later. It's truly despicable how we're allowing this to go on. And it's one of the things that if we don't put a handle on, you know, it's like, people, and I sort of always use this example, but you know, the way people abuse the asylum system, how the asylum system, it's a good thing. We like the asylum system. It's good to have a safe harbor for people who are being persecuted by their government. Well, now that's being abused. It's being taken advantage of. It's being exploited to allow illegal immigrants that shouldn't shouldn't be able to apply for asylum. They're able to pour in en masse because they abuse the asylum system. It's this abuse of good things that don't let us have good things. Now it's like, well, let's not have asylum anymore because it's being abused. The same thing with free speech, with the ability to protest. If you are taking advantage of that, if you're destroying things and attacking people and causing riots and then calling it free speech, it's like, all right, well, maybe we just don't have protests anymore. Maybe we just can't do that anymore because you can't handle it. So protesting, First Amendment, great thing, sort of foundational things that we have here. We're going to lose that right because instead of just saying, you know, it's like these very simple solutions to all of this, right? The instant a protest becomes violent, it is not a protest anymore. It is no longer under the aegis of the First Amendment, and it can be disbanded. It can be taken on with any amount of force necessary to destroy the gathering. And that's just how it goes. That should be how it goes. That's how it went for decades upon decades upon decades in America until now. Until now that you can destroy things, you can riot, you can burn down buildings, you can attack people, you can murder people, you can shoot at cops, and oh, it's a peaceful protest. It's just a peaceful protest. The instant it becomes unruly, the instant it becomes violent, the instant they start destroying things, it's not a protest. It's not a protest anymore. It can be disbanded. It can be destroyed. By allowing it to be obfuscated, well, suddenly it's going to be like, well, we just can't have protests anymore because protests are violent. Well, they're not. As soon as they become violent, they're no longer protests. This is where we should have put our foot down 6 months ago when all of this started It's disgusting that's allowed to go on. Absolutely disgusting. But what's even worse is the way it's all being funded, the way it's all being propped up, the way it's, I mean, get this. You have all of these people, you know, it is a question how, who's paying for the plane tickets? Who's allowing these people to get around? Who's funding these black clad protesters, these black clad rioters that are moving from state to state and committing crimes with impunity? Who's funding these people? Well, it's a simple answer, isn't it? You are. The American taxpayer is. All of these people are on unemployment. All of these people are on welfare. All of these people live in subsidized housing and are fed by the state. The state is feeding and taking care of and subsidizing their own destruction. This is insane. It makes no sense whatsoever. And it would be easy to destroy all of this. And, you know, people have suggested if you're caught rioting, you don't get government benefits anymore. It's a start. It's a place to begin. But I want to go to this video. This is clip number two. This is literally an Antifa terrorist base in Portland funded by the government where all of these protesters, so-called, all of these rioters, all of these demonstrators, the socialists trying to tear down your country are being housed and cared for by the city of Portland within city limits in their own little field camp. And their own little army forward base in an American city. Let's go to this video now.
But I've been wondering where this large crowd of agitators has been coming from for the last 90 days. And I think I discovered where such a large crowd of agitators can house themselves and stage themselves for such a long period of time and still be able to be so close to the center of action every single night. This is a war encampment. A number of these individuals have been sent to Kenosha, but this is a legitimate issue right here, I would say.
For our radio listeners, what we're seeing is a very large parking lot full of blue tents, porter potties.
Anarchist. People that refuse to conform and cause damage every single night and then get to come back and are housed and given money and protected under the same rights and liberties that they spit upon. They have this privacy fence right here. They say it's an art installation, actually. And so somebody was paid quite a bit of money. I'll show you the sign here in a bit. Somebody has paid quite a bit of money to put this privacy fence in, and it supposedly connects this housing unit with the sky, the river, and the Willamette River that's just right over here, and the woodlands. So the one thing that you got to notice, see right here, individuals like this, they try to stifle your free speech instantly. These are the type of people that cry about issues and then are the ones that are absolutely the cause of said issues. So what we have here is something that really needs to be addressed. I'm going to go take a picture of the sign before I get stabbed or something by some sort of drug addict. All there is needles, needles, needles. It's disgusting. Right there, violent.
There you see a guy with a slingshot.
Every single night. You guys do that every night, right? I knew it. Yep. This is where they house the rioters. This is where the rioters are housed. Yep. And they all look over there. Look at that look. That's a look of violence. Every single night. Oh, there's Trumpet Man. There's Trumpet Man right there. I knew it! This is where they house every single rioter! Okay, it's official, housed by the city. No, I'm coming down, brother. You don't gotta throw nothing at me. Hey, look at that. Man's about to shoot me with a slingshot. He's such a dumbass, couldn't even hit a fucking thing right in front of him. Continue on. Will I videotape this assault? No, this is where anarchists live, simpleton. There are no rules in life, simpleton. Are you not an anarchist? There are zero rules. I am, do as thou wilt is the only rule. Do as thou wilt, correct? They're just so hypocritical. They've had so much given to them of the blood, sweat, and tears of individuals.
This man in Portland.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He has discovered it there in the view of an overpass, looking down on row after row of tents housing people he identified as being part of the rioters. He says, there's Trumpet Man. It's a guy he knows as having been a participant in the riots in Portland. That's where they're being housed. It is a forward camp. It is an army camp. It is an occupied zone of America's enemies being funded and being subsidized by you.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this out. 8-pack power stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extenderwise, Vasovix, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory. Not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. That we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming, but you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that we come to the point in our own psyche, our own spirit, our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge, God has the power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
come in today's program, we will be covering some of the incredible footage out of Australia and the UK of the tyranny being inflicted on those citizens, with the excuse of coronavirus or the mask ordinance or whatever you want to call it. We'll be showing you some of those videos that are truly, truly disturbing and perhaps portend exactly where America is going if we don't reverse what we're seeing go on. Of course, I'll also be, I want to break down the truth behind Nancy Pelosi's haircut. Her hairstyling might seem like a sort of petty thing. Sure, they're hypocrites, but there's more to it than that. And I'll be breaking down exactly what it all means a little bit later in the program. We'll also be talking about the ongoing immigration crisis into America and some, frankly, very weird and very kind of hilarious clips from Joe Biden as his collapse into mental degradation accelerates as we approach the day of election, which is now 59 days away, 59 days to election. Folks, I do implore you, if you are listening to this, if you are receiving this broadcast, if you are a part of the resistance, if you are an info warrior, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the Everyday Essentials sale. We are in the final hours of that particular sale where 60% off of many products is available, as well as free shipping for everything that you order. We also have some very incredible products, very high-demand products that are finally back in stock, including Ultimate Fish Oil, which is 33% off, and Prostaguard, which is also back in stock at 33% off. You know, folks, you're going to get what you pay for. If you go to a cheap grocery store and you get a cheap fish oil, you're going to get cheap results. Our stuff is not expensive, but it is the real deal. It is the good stuff. It is the purest, the best refined, and really the most helpful for you and your family to maintain your health and brain function. Very important fatty DHA oils there in the Ultimate Fish Oil. It's the good stuff. It's not the cheap stuff. We're not just selling you bunk to make a quick buck. We're trying, just as we give out information that we feel will better the country, we have supplements that we feel will better your life. And we really do hope you take advantage of that sale. It's the Everyday Essentials sale, up to 60% off with the free shipping. We're in the final hours of that sale. So please go take advantage of that right now. I want to go out to some of these phone calls. The number to call, 1-888-201-2244. Give us a call if you will. We're going to go to Johnny in Denmark, who wants to talk about the new normal. Yeah, we'll be talking about exactly what that looks like as we show videos of police officers pulling people out of their homes, knocking, kicking down doors, wrestling people off of trains for the crime of disagreeing with their government. It's truly harrowing. Johnny, you're there in Denmark. What is your guide to the new normal?
Yeah. Thanks, Harrison, and welcome back. Glad to have you back guest hosting for a week. You're one of my favorite hosts and one of my two favorite guest hosts, you and Deanna Lorraine. And I have the pleasure of both of you for the next week, so that's great.
I don't have her looks, so I'm at a disadvantage.
Well, that might depend on one's sexual orientation, you know. I'd have to agree with you, being a lifelong proud heterosexual, but hey, right. There are women, too, in the audience, lots of them. Yeah, I just wanted to go over a couple of points. First thing I want to do is just put this rioting is, and I don't mean to make light of the collateral damage being done, especially to Aaron J. Danielson, which deeply saddened me. But if you take a look at the pattern, every time there's an event, the collateral damage is the only thing to really be regretful about, because take a look at just all the examples. Pussygate, Collusiongate, Obstructiongate, Ukrainegate, House impeachment, and attempted removal from this by the Senate of the president. COVIDiocy, 1984, 2020, and rioting. All of them actually resulted in Trump's increased popularity, which is, I think, important, not only in the sense that, okay, you know, I'm not Trump's political advisor or anything like that, but as I mentioned on the first time I first called to InfoWar on January 13th of this year to Alex, what Trump is doing very well is getting people motivated, getting people involved, and getting people to the point where they care and can take effective action. And one of the ways to do that is to enlighten them. If the average person in the U.S., even not as enlightened as the average InfoWars viewer, but half as enlightened as the average InfoWars viewer, I mean, all these people would be in prison or worse. But they're not, and Trump deals with reality, and he's willing to make certain compromises, and one of them is just trolling. And in all eight of those situations, he got them to do things that actually benefited him and ultimately the people. And if you notice, ever since he was exonerated, and I use that word very deliberately, exonerated by the Senate in January of this year, he's been going in a lot harder, calling the top of the FBI scumbags and talking about, you know, how Cuomo in New York is killing people, et cetera, and announcing reinstituting and actually scheduling executions. So I think as we get closer and closer to the election, we're going to see more and more effective action. I'm already seeing it. Good news also about Nick Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse. Nick Sandman, as you know, he settled with CNN and the Washington Post, and I would say conservatively for probably a quarter of a billion dollars each, which means that he and his lawyer, L. Lynn Wood, probably got, you know, a quarter of a billion dollars each, which is great because they could put that money to good use. I don't know if you know it, but L. Lynn Wood is actually Kyle Rittenhouse's lead lawyer now, and Kyle Rittenhouse has a substantially stronger case than Nick Sandman. So if I had to guesstimate how much he's going to get settled for, because take a look at it. Nick Sandman only had to put up with some obnoxious person banging a drum in his face. Kyle Rittenhouse has been so unfairly maligned all over the place. Facebook immediately deleting all a post about him, calling him a mass murderer, et cetera, like that, and is sitting in jail. I would say they're going to get at least half a billion dollars each. These guys are going to be billionaires, and Rittenhouse probably twice as much. Which is a great thing. And now the new normal. Which is my original point, but sometimes I get a little bit, you know, motivated by things that come on between the time I call and the time I talk to you.
Well, everything you've said has been, you've been hitting the nail on the head here. We got about 1 minute, so make it quick.
Okay, great. As Nick Begich says, trauma properly used is a shortcut to enlightenment. And I think that's the case here. It can be. And since acronyms are all the rage, I think there's a 4-point acronym I formulated for what our approach should be as anti-NWO warriors, which is panoramic, ubiquitous, relentless, and enlightened. The panoramic part, at least for me, is listening to InfoWars perspective, the X22Report.com's perspective, and the No More Fake News perspective, and the BitChute perspective. They're all a little bit different, and I think they're all, you know, beneficial. Ubiquitous. We should go to all levels of government on all five of the Republic's estates: government, business, consumers, mainstream media, and alternative media. Government, all branches and levels, the business and consumers patronizing, initiating, continuation and expansion if possible. Mainstream and alternative media, self-explanatory, and enlightened, we should do it physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and socially.
And that's a great point. I mean, everything that you've said has been absolutely on the ball. Fantastic call. Thank you so much, Johnny in Denmark. Yeah, I use the term holistic. We need a holistic revolution, meaning top to bottom, meaning taking the whole of the situation into our kin and truly understanding it top to bottom. You can't just focus on one little thing at a time. They're all intertwined, they're all interconnected, and they all have to be fixed.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once again. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Now, the last caller made so many great points. I'd like to go back and address all of them, but one important one that he made was about Twitter suspending people for supporting Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, it again reveals a deeper and much more troubling situation than it appears on its face, which already it appears to be anti-First Amendment. It appears to be the destruction of free speech, the control of the public marketplace of ideas by a very select few hyper-partisan controllers that own and operate these businesses. The story from nationalfile.com actually quotes yours truly. Twitter suspends journalists for writing, quote, Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. Dan Lyman, of course, bureau chief at InfoWars Europe, was suspended. Cassandra Fairbanks was suspended. Pedro Gonzalez, they were all subject to censorship. That's the headline by Jack Hadfield, and he lays down exactly why this is happening and how they're introducing this new standard that you're not allowed to talk about this guy. He talked about Facebook is basically deleting any support for Kyle Rittenhouse. But the really disturbing thing is not necessarily the journalists that are being censored, but the fact that the lawyers are being censored. And what does this mean? What this means is that these companies, these organizations, these networks that are now being put into place are truly globalist networks in the sense that they decided that they themselves supersede the laws and the structures of the American government. And this is a trend that we're just seeing continue with Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, these are arguments that will be made in a court of law. The system that we have in place that upholds our republic is that people get their fair day in court. They get a chance to defend themselves. They're not deemed guilty until a jury of their peers has had a chance to review all of the evidence. This is the nationalistic Republican democratic system by which we determine guilt, and it's that way for a reason. Now, for decades, there's been a concerted effort to destroy any knowledge about why these things are in place or what they're good for, which is why you have young people now who think you can just get rid of it. Who cares, right? But you have big tech companies superseding these organizations, superseding these strictures that we have, and applying the justice of the mob. They're actively, you know, manifesting the will of the mob and deciding who's guilty and who's not before any trial is allowed to have taken place. So they are eliminating people from the platform, like the attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse, Lynn Wood. They are removing him for putting on their website arguments that will be made in a court of law. The defense that will be made in front of a jury of his peers for Kyle Rittenhouse cannot be posted by the lawyer of Kyle Rittenhouse. That is absurd, and it's a usurpation of the American system. It's the same thing that we see when YouTube and Facebook say they will delete anybody that countermands or contradicts the dictates of the World Health Organization. We don't vote for the World Health Organization. We have no say over the World Health Organization. We don't know what interests the World Health Organization is protecting. We have our suspicions because we see the way they protect China and demonize Western countries. But it's to them that YouTube is loyal and that Facebook is loyal. It's to the unelected, uncontrolled, unsupervised international organization. They are the ones that decide what is and is not allowed to be spoken about on the internet. It's not up to the courts or the American people. It's up to the mob and the small clique, the cabal of people in Silicon Valley who think they have a right to decide what is and is not worthy of being spoken. It's truly troubling. It's not, you know, something that's just, oh, well, they're private. They're private companies, so they can do whatever they want. No. This is a private company showing to us that they adhere more to unelected, uncontrolled bureaucracies or the will of the mob than they do to the American government. And that's reality. That's reality. I mean, if Kyle Rittenhouse is shown to be completely innocent, if the jury comes back 12-0 saying Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself, he did not do anything wrong, will it still be illegal to say that? Does the input of our judicial system have any bearing on what you are or are not allowed to say on the internet? Or have these things been completely destroyed in favor of the arbitrary whim of the big tech companies? I think we know the answer. I think we know exactly how this is going. It's just incredibly disturbing. I want to go quickly out to this call, Matt in Ohio. He's been holding for a while, and I don't want him to have to hold anymore or risk hanging up. He wants to talk about the times of society that we're in. Thank you for calling, Matt in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
I wish it was, but yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, happy Friday to you as well.
Yeah. You know, let me say this. You know, with the direction this country's going, the day may come where I just get a copy of the Declaration of Independence and sign my name to the bottom of it. Yeah.
I had a whole thing about this on the War Room a couple weeks ago where I read out the Declaration of Independence just to show all of the things that they talk about in Declaration of Independence are happening right now. And I portrayed it sort of in terms of Texas and Washington, D.C., that they don't represent us. They don't have our interests. They are abusing their power in all the different ways that are enumerated there in the Declaration of Independence. You're exactly right. It's exactly what we're going through now. The words don't need to be changed all that much. Change out, King George III with Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden. And yeah, you're exactly right. Sorry to interrupt you. Keep going, Matt.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, I see the foundation of this country isn't, I don't see it as the Constitution. I don't think the Constitution is the foundation of this country. I think the foundation of this country is the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution can be altered. That can be changed. That can be used against you. And as we can see, you know, the system is, you know, continuing on with further corruption. The Declaration of Independence is the foundation. That's the one thing that can't be altered, you know. And with regards to, you know, tyrants and, you know they'll come along and say, oh, you know, I have authority over you. Well, no, you don't, you know.
Right.
And I think that, you know, we need to get back to the bedrock, you know, and the bedrock is the Declaration of Independence. You know, that's your inheritance. You know, that's the starting point right there. And, you know, if I looked at the United States as a house, you know, it's got rot there, termites, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, you have to strip it down to what can be saved and, you know, what's there at the, you know, the base bottom level. And that's essentially the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a good metaphor, actually, an apt metaphor. Because I've said it many times that, you know, we're in this weird position where we clearly need some sort of major movement. We need a major revolution or a counter-revolution, I guess you'd call it, to prevent these insane socialists from taking over. But it's like we don't have a new set of laws that we want to see put in place. See, the socialists, they have an entirely new ideology, an entirely new governmental system that they would like to see imposed on us. We don't have that. Everything we want is already on the books. All the laws we desire are already there. You know, take illegal immigration, for example. It's like, do we need to get together and go, well, let's make a law to make it illegal to break into the United States and live here, you know, without becoming a citizen? It's like, that's already on the books. We just need to enforce it. So we're in this very weird situation where everything we need, all the laws that we require to get back to a place of peace and prosperity and liberty are already on the books. It's just the people who are elected have no loyalty to America, have no loyalty to the Constitution, have no understanding of the Christian Western way of life, and are destroying it by ignoring or superseding or just replacing arbitrarily at a whim all of these laws that are in place. So it's like we need a revolution just to get back to where we were, just to undo all of this disgusting change.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasovix, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
This is a maximum alert, As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times, having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for it.
Bill in New York, Jack in Chicago, and Wild in Wisconsin. We'll be getting to your phone calls very shortly. Don't go anywhere. In fact, yeah, we'll go through your calls in this segment, and we'll save for the next segment some of these really explosive videos that I've sort of been teasing all day, these videos of police in the UK and Australia. Heck, I don't even – some of them don't even look like police to me, but we'll see them completely run roughshod over every right or limitation of the government there in Australia and the UK to completely manhandle their citizens and destroy their lives for daring to question the government's ability to completely lock down the entire countries over this pandemic hoax, this fake hoax. You know, I was talking to my wife and I was calling COVID a hoax, and it's like, but I thought you said it was, you know, created in a lab in China. It's this, you know, weaponized flu. Like, how can that be a hoax? And it's like, well, it's still a hoax. And all the reaction is still a hoax. It's like when I was doing the coverage of Jim Jones and Jonestown and how he propped himself up as a racial equalist. And, you know, he claimed to be, oh, they all hate me because I'm trying to bring rights to black people. And say, see, they threw a rock through my window. And then the police would come and they'd say, all the glass is on the outside of your house. It looks like somebody threw a brick through your window from the inside to the outside. And it's like, that's a hoax. It's like, yeah, but the window's broken. Okay, it's still a hoax. Yes, the window's broken, but it's still a hoax. Yes, there is this disease going on, but it's still a hoax. The reaction is a hoax. The numbers were a hoax. The way it was released was a hoax. It can still be real and a hoax at the same time. This is baffling to some people, but it's the way that the New World Order and the powers that be use a crisis that they created to enact control. That's the hoax when we talk about it being a hoax. It's not that we don't believe that there's some sort of sickness. Some people don't believe that there's a sickness, and there's some weird evidence to that as well. So, I mean, who knows? But the whole thing itself, it's a big hoax, and we'll show you the videos of how this hoax manifests in the UK and Australia in the third hour of the Dave Knight Show. But now I want to go quickly through these phone calls. This is Bill in New York, I believe, has been holding the longest. He wants to talk about Jay Bishop, who has now been identified as Aaron J. Danielson. But go ahead, Bill in New York. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring you're welcome. I wanted to bring your attention to a video that I saw 2 days ago. It was uploaded by a man named John Guandolo, who is a very decorated Marine strategic military, you know, operation analysis analysis. And he's worked for for the government just analyzing terrorist organizations. He's uploaded this video. It's called BLM/Antifa Assassinates Patriot in Portland. And of course that is Jay Snyder. And if you watch, I re-uploaded the video to Brighteon.com because it was taken, the first version was taken down off YouTube within like about 8 hours. I was just lucky enough to see it. But if you watch this video, I don't know if you've seen it, but this organization, this man, John Guandolo, has assembled two videos, and it shows that the assassination of Jay Danielson, this is not, you know, I think you'll see if you watch the video, and anyone who watches it, it so clearly shows the strategic, thinking and organization and the number of people that were behind that attack. And the video itself, you know, was filmed by someone from the very beginning where they were like two blocks away. The camera's rolling the whole time following the killer. The man, you know, I'm assuming it looks just like this man that was shot when they were trying to arrest him.
Yeah, I mean, he admitted
that you were talking about. But the video is shown all the way through. And when, when Jay is killed, there's no, like surprise or shock from the person that's filming it. It was completely filmed with the, you can't prove it, but it was completely filmed with the knowledge that this was going to happen. And he shows spotter shooters. The kill box is organized, and there's even vehicles. I mean, this is well-funded. I just think that people are not quite aware of how well-funded these people are. I mean, they've got a big black SUV that pulls up and kind of blocks traffic. Another big black, brand new looking Charger that comes up and people get out. And according to this man's analysis, that the people that get out are in on it and pretending to be like fake medics and bearing false witness to the police when the police do arrive. And I just really urge people and yourself, to look at that.
Yeah, I've looked into some of these claims. I haven't seen this video in particular, but it seems like it's right along the line of some of the other Twitter threads and videos that I've seen laying this out. You know,
yeah,
it's
BLM/Antifa Assassinates Patriot in Portland. That is the title of the video. It's on Blighteon.
Yeah, I definitely think it's something to look into, something to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, know that he was definitely with other people. He says he's got lawyers advising him. I mean, clearly it was more than just him on the ground. It was more than just him doing this. As you said, there's a lot of suspicious stuff where this car pulls up immediately and like five Antifa garbed balaclava ski masks on hop out immediately and surround the guy. A lot of very disturbing stuff here. You know, hopefully our government is looking into this and investigating this and questioning these people and finding who these people are. I wouldn't hold my breath for it, but it's definitely very disturbing. And one of the things I think people don't realize is just how well organized Antifa is. And you can see this from undercover video from everywhere, from Project Veritas to our own Savannah Hernandez has done extensive reporting into this, infiltrating the Antifa groups on Facebook and Twitter and other places where they're highly, highly organized in a very militaristic fashion. They have people who are in charge of small groups that organize with each other. Now, it's loose enough of a group, and it's the way they do it is itself incredibly sophisticated, where they don't have a singular leader that can be targeted by police and they can then go down the line. They keep it to where it's sort of decentralized. That doesn't mean it's not organized. It's actually highly, highly organized. The way they move is highly organized. The places where they go, the weapons that they have, the way they operate is very, very orchestrated and organized. Yeah. And I doubt this shooting is any different. I think at least if anything, it was, these members are at least part of a group that carries this out on a daily basis, just maybe not to this extreme. So thank you very much for bringing our attention to that. Anything else before I let you go, Bill?
Well, sure. I mean, just as you said, you know, even the interviewer, that the first interview that you played today, you know, he's presented as this lone man. You know, I had to, you know, I wanted to do this, or I had a choice, or I had no choice. Like, it was all him. It really seems suspicious, because it seems like this is very premeditated, and they're presenting it. Like you said, you know, who is interviewing this person? Because that interviewer is, you know, that video is presenting him as if it was just this lone man without any premeditation. And I think the video shows otherwise.
Yeah, but he also, you know, he also claims to have been protecting a friend. So who's that friend? Was that friend there? Was he involved? Does he have knowledge about what was going on? But, you know, the other side of this is that it doesn't require that type of organization to carry off this crime, right? At the end of the day, this really was just some guy going up to just some other guy, some patriot walking down the street. This guy walked up, pulled out his gun, and fired two shots into his chest. I mean, the orchestration isn't required necessarily. So it's not like, how could they have done this? You know, they must have had this intricate thing. But when you look into it and you start seeing all these different connections, and the other thing you have to understand, these people think that the police are illegitimate. They think the American government is illegitimate. They think they're in a fight to the death of, you know, against patriots. They have in their mind that the people they're fighting are Nazis. And so to them, you know, if it's a question of lying to the police, if it's a question of bearing false witness, if it's a question of protecting a murderer, they think they're doing the right thing by doing all of those things. It's the same thing with, like, you know, mail-in ballot fixing. It's like, well, what's, you know, the crime of fixing a ballot, of destroying a ballot, that's nothing compared to the danger of the Nazis coming into power. So they're able in their own mind to justify any level of corruption, any level of lying, any level of destruction, because they believe that they're preventing a second Holocaust. So it's completely within their wheelhouse to bear false witness, to orchestrate all of this, especially if they're like, hey, I didn't shoot anybody. I was just there as a spotter or whatever. These people have no morals. They have no moral grounding. They have nothing in their life worth living for, right? They're all failures. They're all living off government handouts, or living with their parents, or living in literal hobo shacks set up for them by the by the city. So it's like they have nothing to lose. They have no job they're going to lose, or no life that they've built up that is in danger of collapsing. So they'll lie about anything. They'll do anything they want or can to destroy America, because they think they're being heroes.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is the 4th of September. It's a Friday. The year is 2020. The main story today is, of course, the death of Antifa murderer, whose name is Michael Raynell, who died in Olympia, Washington, after fleeing, after murdering that Trump supporter, Mr. Aaron J. Danielson. That's the big story of the day. Now, the last caller mentioned a video that really breaks down the shooting and claims to recognize and identify a very sophisticated hit team element with multiple people working in coordination to carry off this attack and then provide misinformation to the police. I haven't had a chance to watch it. The crew was reviewing it just now and saying this video is actually really kind of maybe something to look into and you know, maybe a rabbit hole to go down. Very interesting stuff. It's called BLM/Antifa Assassinates Patriot in the streets of Portland. And very interesting stuff. So we're going to take a look at this, and it may have to wait till next week, but we're going to try to get the guy who put this video together, actually, and identified all of this. I guess he was an ex-Marine that was involved in this type of stuff, and he recognized, hey, this is the type of stuff we were trained to do, and here it's being carried out in the streets. And, of course, we saw earlier today the video of the base camp, the forward operating camp of Antifa there in Portland. They are treating this like a civil war. And, heck, I said it back in March. I said we are in a civil war and only one side is fighting right now. Well, we're about 4 months in and it's still the same case. There's still one side that's operating like they are in a hot civil war and attacking people in the streets and carrying out these military maneuvers. And while meanwhile, 90% of regular Americans are just trying to go about their lives totally ignorant of the fact that their entire country is under siege. Truly harrowing stuff. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to go into some of these COVID videos that are extremely important to recognize exactly where our country is headed in the totalitarian, authoritarian clampdown that's being justified by the presence of the coronavirus. But this first segment, I want to go first out to this phone call. Jack in Chicago has been waiting for a while and has some comments. Thanks for calling in, Jack. You're on the air.
Hey, so that last caller in that video, there's actually a guy that comes and picks up the shell casings as well. So I think it's definitely something to look at. So listen, here is another little tip here. This, I don't know if your crew can Google this, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, Center for Tech and Civic Life, or the CTCL Partners. They are in Chicago. They're 233 North Michigan Avenue. You know how we've been having trouble with all these mayors in these cities? Well, this organization, who's funded by Google, Facebook, it's on their website. There's another article about that CTCL partners with 5 Wisconsin cities to implement Safe Voting Act. On July 6th, the mayors of Wisconsin's largest cities announced they secured $6.3 million in grants to fund this the CTCL. The grants were awarded to, hold on, Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine. Essentially, the founder, if you go to their website, her name is Tiana Epp Johnson. Tiana Epp is worked with the Obama Foundation Fellowship. She founded this company. And like I said, if you look on their website as well, they're funded by Google and Facebook. They're getting millions and millions of dollars. So essentially, my buddy sent me this, and he believes the funding for the organization and with the Kenosha riots has came through this group, CTCL Partners in Chicago. Center for Tech.
Interesting. And so theoretically, they are trying to make it safer for voters. Is there?
So this was
what are they claiming they do?
No. So this was set up around the time where, you know, we can't go out and vote. The Safe Voting, right? The mail-in ballot. It's a group to ensure safe voting
It's all tied in together, folks. The mail-in ballots, the riots, Kenosha, Chicago, it's all tied together, folks.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. You know, I've been talking a lot about, or typically when I talk about the InfoWars store, I talk about the supplements because I think they really do have an impact on your life, on your well-being, on your ability to operate the highest function possible. And I think it's so important that people take care of themselves, take supplements, and fund the InfoWar. And you can do all of it by going to InfoWarsStore.com. But the thing I sort of forget to mention is really the thing I'm most likely to buy, and I think a lot of people are most likely to buy, and that is the T-shirts. T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the hats. You know, we had a caller earlier saying, you know, I'm wearing my Patriot Prayer shirt today, just in defiance of these people that think that they can kill with impunity, that think that you showing that you're proud of America or showing that you support the president or showing that you support liberty in general is reason enough to kill you and that they can threaten you and terrorize you out of expressing your beliefs. And to me, this is the perfect example to show them that they don't have control over your mind. They don't have the right to prevent you from expressing yourself. You know, it doesn't matter if they threaten to kill you. To me, that's like, all right, now I have to. Now I have to do it. If you think you can bully me out of this, I'm going to do it just to show you you can't. That's my motivation on wearing the shirts that I do. I pretty much wear an InfoWars shirt every single day of my life. No joke. I've got one on underneath the suit right now. And it's true. I do. I wear an InfoWars shirt almost every single day because I like the design and I like the message that they're getting across. So folks, even if you don't take supplements, even if you think you don't need it, even if you have your own supply that you think is superior, you're wrong, and that's fine. You're allowed to be wrong. But go buy a shirt, go buy a hat, show your support for the president, show your support for liberty, show your support for InfoWars, and show the bullies out there, the terrorists out there, that you will not be threatened into submission. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, support everything that we do here, and support the InfoWar out there on the streets. We really do appreciate it when you do. I want to go back to this phone call. This is Jack in Chicago who's breaking down a very suspicious organization that he has discovered. So just quickly, Jack, if you can kind of wrap up what you're saying here. There's this organization that claims to be attempting to help people vote safely, but you think they're up to some nefariousness, some malicious activity there. So just quickly wrap up what you were saying in that last segment, please, Jack.
Yeah, so the name of the group is the Center for Tech and Civic Life. They're located here in Chicago, 233 North Michigan Avenue. But why would they have funding for five mayors, key, always, it's always the mayor screwing things up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And five key cities within Wisconsin, which is a massive swing state. I guarantee you there's other groups like this, and maybe this group as well, funding this stuff in Pennsylvania and Michigan and all these other key, you know, states. So they're essentially, you know, doing monitoring the election or making sure it's safe for the election. But I guarantee these Democratic mayors are going to be in charge of probably somehow pushing through the fraudulent, you know, mail-in votes. And
yeah,
I mean, you just got to, if you go to their website, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, and look, drill down. The lady who started it, from, you know, worked for the Obama Foundation. It's Rock the Vote, Facebook, Google are funding this group here in Chicago, which is in turn giving these mayors in Wisconsin this $6.3 million. And they just did that on July 6th under the guise of voting safe via COVID.
Wow. Yeah, that's really incredible. And you have no idea how many organizations just like this are just funneling millions and millions and millions of dollars into subverting our very democracy under the guise of safe voting or under the guise of, oh, just get out the vote. And of course, what they're doing is completely destroying the electoral process, hopefully, you know, to them, to their own benefit. Very interesting stuff, folks. Anything you find like this, feel free to tweet at me. My DMs are open and I pretty much look into all of this sort of stuff and I get a lot of great tips about stuff, through my Twitter DMs. So, Jack, if you want to tweet this and, you know, DM me some of this, important information, I'll be sure to, cover this next week while I'm hosting, the Dave Knight Show as well. Thanks so much for the call, Jack in Chicago. Let's go now to Wild in Wisconsin where this, takeover is taking place. He's on a different topic, though. Thanks for calling in, Wild. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I was wondering, and I have two questions for you regarding NASA and Tesla, if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, from 1957 with the launch of Sputnik 1 to 1977, 20 years, in 1977, the launching of Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, which would eventually go to Jupiter, Saturn, and to Interstellar.
Yeah.
There's a lot happened, you know. NASA was founded, of course, in July 28, 1958. And, in, of course, 1969, we went to the moon. In 1973, we had the first Skylab space station. 1976, Viking 1 landed on Mars and Viking 2. 79 and 1980, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 go by Jupiter and Saturn. And, you know, of course,
We're sort of running out of time here, Wild. I want to get to your question. So
what do you think has happened since 1986 to present time going down that rabbit hole with the estimated $28 trillion to $32 trillion put into the space program?
Yeah, a lot of people have become very rich off the space program. That's a very true thing. You know, I'll try to find the article so I can maybe cover it later in the show. But, you know, there is a agreement that cities, that countries are not allowed to do military operations in space. We're not allowed to have weapons that fire from space to the ground. There's been a total sort of moratorium on any military activity in space. Now, if you think that moratorium's actually been carried out, if you think we aren't installing military installations in space, I think you're naive. I think that's exactly what's been happening. And I think this is sort of the next big space race and arms race in the same way that there was a race to arm nuclear weapons in the 60s and 70s and all the way up through the 80s. I think we're going to see this happen with space weaponry as well. There's the article from the Financial Times. U.S. military officials eye new generation of space weapons, which sort of hint at the fact that maybe we already have space weapons. But, you know, I think this could be not necessarily a bad thing. I don't necessarily want there to be space weapons, but the fact is we have right now geopolitical enemies like China, who are almost certainly flouting these restrictions and putting missiles they call them, you know, the rods of God or some of these giant titanium rods that can pack the entire force of a nuclear weapon into just a solid chunk of titanium, essentially. These things are incredibly dangerous and incredibly effective, and essentially they make any form of earthly defense nonsensical. It's like you don't have to drive an army, you know, past a border into the inland. You don't have to worry about ICBMs being launched from ships, you know, getting the ships there and then launching the ICBMs, and then military defense networks like Israel's Iron Dome can take those out. I mean, if you have these rods of God in space, there's no place that's untouchable. There's nothing that can stop them from absolutely wrecking havoc. So it's a very dangerous thing. It's the type of thing that I look at and I go, hey, look, if someone's going to have it, I want it to be us. I want it to be us. And, you know, we might find ourselves in a very interesting situation. If we get there first, if we develop these weapons first, we'll have sort of a monopoly on it. And that means we could then use those weapons to maintain that monopoly. It sounds sort of heartless. It sounds, you know, not like not the most peace-loving thing in the world. But think back to the time in the early 1950s and late 1940s when America was the only country in the world with a nuclear armament. We are the only country in the world with nuclear bombs. We could have, at that point, stopped the scourge of communism pretty darn easily. We could have stopped Russia from ever developing that bomb. We could have stopped the Cold War and all of the militarism that we've seen since then, all of the proxy wars that we've seen go on in the Middle East since then as a result of the Cold War and the fallout of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Could have all been very different if we'd taken advantage of that armament increase at the time. So space race is looking to heat up, and I think you're exactly right.
I think about how humble and good and decent both sets of my grandparents were, and how good and strong the Americans I knew were, not just my grandparents. And I look at us today, decadent, corrupt, slovenly, and compared to them, all of us are wrecks. But it's not really our fault, and it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the way the universe works that with great liberty and freedom produces incredible prosperity, and then the cycle goes into corruption and then enslavement. We're going into the enslavement phase right now, and America's fighting for its life. So we need to fight for those that stood before us and wouldn't want to see this happen today, but more importantly, for our children and the future. We've got to turn back now.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again. We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this out. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet.
Check it out for yourselves and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, you're going to want to stay with us for the remainder of the hour here on The David Knight Show, because I've got a lot of videos I want to show you, and I'm going to try to get through all of them, and they really are terrifying when you think that this is where our world is going. You'll also want to be tuned in to InfoWars for the rest of the day with the Alex Jones Show, then the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and then, of course, it's 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are hosting every Monday through Friday from now until the election, the 2020 election countdown. I will be hosting tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a long day for me. Hopefully I can find some turbo force lying around to help me get through this, but I'm excited to do it. And since I've been sort of assigned Fridays during the election countdown, I'm going to use Fridays as sort of a weekly wrap up, because things happen so fast, so rapidly, you know, just one thing on top of another, that, you know, even covering the news 12 hours a day, it's like it's just overwhelming. And so I think it'll be good every Friday sort of go, let's think back to last Friday, and let's go day by day through this week so we can kind of remember what exactly has gone on and what exactly has occurred over the last week. I think that'll be a valuable service. I think it'll be an entertaining one. And I think instead of just hearing, you know, a little piece of this information here and a little piece of this story the next day, to be able to see the progression week by week. And then, you know, on a smaller basis, day by day, we see, okay, here's where we started this week and here's where we end it. It'll be very important, very, very telling, exactly how things progress. So I hope you join us 7 to 9 p.m. tonight on InfoWars.com for the 2020 election coverage. Now, that being said, let's go to some of these videos. These are really incredible, incredible videos that show the true extent of tyranny that is being justified by the coronavirus and COVID-19 in places like the UK and Australia. And again, you know, as much as we see America slipping into the darkness, being strangled by the octopus tentacles of socialism, communism, totalitarianism, by the media, the government, we see all these things happening, we still have, theoretically, and from our government, we still have free speech, we still have guns, we still have these basic human rights that are not afforded to anybody else anywhere in the world. And that's what you really have to understand. No other country has freedom of speech. That's just a fact. No other country has the gun laws that we have. It's a fact. We are the only ones. That's why they're targeting us so vehemently. So when you watch these videos of Australia and the UK, this is what they want in store for you. This is where we would be if we allowed them to carry out their plans of gun confiscation and elimination of free speech. So first we're going to go to this clip, clip number 5, as it's put on Twitter. Evil thugs with guns and masks break down the door and kidnap a man because he made a Facebook post that they didn't like. That just about sums it up. Here it is, Australia. Totalitarianism, authoritarianism, tyranny in action. Here it is.
Yeah, you've rocked up. I was on the toilet. Yeah, I've just gotten up. What?
Are you going to open the door, yes or no?
Give me a minute.
No, now.
What is this in regards to? What's it in regards to? You haven't told me anything.
Incitement
for what?
You know you've spoken to your colleagues on the online or no?
I told them not to go to the protest.
Well, come and tell me that.
Well, I'm telling you right now. I can speak to you right now.
Open the door. Now.
Why do you want me to open the door when I'm speaking to you guys right now? Why? Just explain what you're doing first, and then perhaps I'll comply easily. But you're just yelling, you got people everywhere. Explain, just talk to me properly. Like, what is going on? You've just rocked up with force, got no idea, like early in the morning, Can you just explain, and then I will open the door? What's it to do with? Yeah, hold on. What's it to do with, though? What have I done? That you didn't tell me.
Wait.
Yeah, okay, search warrant for what? What are you suspecting me of doing?
Said he's going to come downstairs, he's not, so...
Yeah, to do with what?
Here they come with the battering ram.
No, if you do that, I will charge every single one of you. I'll take you to court and you're going to lose. Look at that no trespassing sign, yeah? There's 7 court case precedents from the Supreme and High Courts of Australia.
You said you're coming down, you're not?
Yeah, because I'm trying to talk to you first. You're not telling me what you're doing.
We told you.
Yeah, what's it? Search warrant for what? What gives you the authority to have a search warrant? Whoa, you do that... You know what? Leave my shit. Don't break my stuff, you f***ing retard. Hey, stop breaking my shit. Leave my shit. Whoa. Okay. All right, stop. I'll stop. Okay. All right. Okay, stop.
You can put it.
Stop resisting.
There you see it, folks. The authorities busting down your door, violently arresting you for what? A Facebook post about a public protest. And the guy there says, I told people not to go to the protest. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you can see there, it's almost like the last vestiges of humanity crying out and saying, don't we have a process here? You know, saying, oh, I'll take you to the Supreme Court. No, it's over, man. It's over. You don't have those rights anymore. The government doesn't have those limitations anymore. And you can see he's literally just begging, hey, just treat me like a human. Hey, I'm a human. You're a human. What's going on? Can we talk about this? No. You're not humans anymore. You're not a man talking to a man anymore. You're a subject talking to the authority. Okay? You are a problem talking to the exterminators. It's over. It's over for you. It's over. Why is it over? Because what do you do if you don't like this? What do you do if you want to prevent this? What do you do to try to roll this back in Australia? What do you do? Do you protest? Well, that's why they kicked your door down, so you can't protest. Do you try to stand up against this? You literally can't. So what's the alternative? Do you fight back? Well, they already took your gun, so that's not an option either. I mean, it's over. It's over. You're done. You no longer have representation in your government. Your government's no longer looking out for you. The government is there to control you, to exploit you, and to squash you if you attempt to stand up against them. So seriously, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to hold a protest saying, hey, we're protesting against the government kicking our doors down. For organizing protest. It's like, okay, well, they're going to kick your door down for organizing that protest. This is the point that we've gotten to. This is the point of no return. This is the feedback loop of totalitarianism. The system will protect itself. The system will do whatever it needs to control its citizens, to prevent its citizens from standing up. And it'll use COVID. It'll use coronavirus. It'll use terrorism. It'll use so-called white nationalism. It'll use whatever excuse it needs to destroy you. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So folks, I'm sorry. If you're from Australia, it's over for you. It's done. You can no longer even talk back to your government without them sending a squad of goons to kick your door down and forcibly arrest you. I don't know how we got this video out. I don't know if he was live streaming or how we got this video, because you know they delete the video if they can get the phone and destroy it. Incredible stuff. Even more videos on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is Worldwide.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus,
I go out just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and superstates are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanists, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist posthuman world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
Under the Rockefeller lockstep plan from 2010, a planetary dictatorship will be established through medical tyranny. And there will be different forms of dog training or compliance training like mask, social distancing. They break all this down. There's many other studies that governments around the world have conducted with the United Nations into this. And it goes back to the Milgram and Stanford studies where in college settings, they could get people to commit what they believe were murderous criminal acts if ordered to do so by an authority figure. Well, now, first they start with masks, then social distancing, then listing who comes to your business and not, then the tracking apps, then the forced inoculations, and the social credit score is rolled in for total control. But if they do it for political reasons up front, they know people will block it, the courts will block it. So it's done under the guise of medical emergency, and of course, all of that was a fraud as well.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, we've seen the way that these mask laws have permitted American citizens to think that they are part of the enforcement arm of the U.S. government. They will yell at you, they will assault you for daring to not wear a mask. Now, leave to the side the fact that the science behind the masks, not exactly legitimate, not exactly compelling evidence that the masks do anything at all, especially not since the type of mask being, ordered you have to wear is not specified, right? You don't have to have an N95 mask that definitely stops the virus. You can have a piece of paper over your mouth, a bandana over your mouth. It's a symbolic law. Yeah, it's a symbol. It's like I've covered my face now. I have symbolically silenced myself. I have symbolically dehumanized myself Doesn't matter if it's effective. It doesn't matter if it's scientifically backed up. It's a symbol you've submitted, and that's what it's all about. You know, one of the ways around this is to say I have a medical condition. You can say I have a medical condition, and that exempts you from wearing the mask. It's also illegal to ask somebody about their medical exemption. You have no right to know what their medicine, what their medical history is. So you don't have a right to say that. It's the same all over the world. But here's a video. This is clip number 6 of a man being pulled off of a train in the UK for refusing to wear a mask. And again, just see the petulant tyranny of these officers. See the righteous indignation with which they operate, because they truly believe that they have the power and you don't. And that means they get to use it however and whenever they want. Again, completely terrifying. This wouldn't happen in America, I would hope. And I would hope people would come to the defense if it did. But here it is, folks. This is in the UK, a man being pulled off of a train for refusing to wear a mask.
Underlying health conditions, you don't have to wear a mask. Underlying health conditions.
I do not have to wear a mask. End of. And you do not have to challenge me either. It's against the law to challenge me.
I'm not going
to
argue anymore.
Yeah, it's against the law to challenge me as well. I'm not getting off.
Come on,
Devin. Yo! Who the f***ing you're grabbing? Who the f***ing you're grabbing? Hey, who are you grabbing? Who the can you grab him? Get off me!
Get off the train.
I told you, no! Now get off me!
Or I'll get you locked up.
Now get off me! Now you've been told. Get the f*** up. Oi! Who the f*** are you grabbing there?
I'll spray you, mate.
What? You're going to spray me for nothing?
He hasn't done nothing wrong.
He hasn't done nothing wrong.
He's done nothing wrong.
Get off me!
Medical conditions.
Medical conditions.
I need to speak to you. I'll spray him. Get off me. Medical conditions.
What are you hitting him for? You're pointing at me. What are
you doing?
I'll spray you, mate.
What? You're pointing at me, not even pointing at him?
Yeah. But bring you one more IBX. Assistant floor level.
I've got
every
inch
of where I'm. I've got every bit of this.
Get off me now.
Mate, mate, he's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. You're on a power trip here.
Yeah.
You're on a power trip.
And I've already spoken to you and told you why I don't have to
Let go of me.
I'm going to f*** you.
You let go of me.
Let go of me.
Get off him, man. You're the one on him.
Let go of me.
You're the one. You're a bully. You're a f***ing bully.
I told you I don't have to
by law, he doesn't have to.
Well,
under health conditions.
Get the f*** off me.
What's your name and number, bro?
Wow,
So there's a follow-up to that video, which shows several more officers coming in to pull this guy off the train. And you can see the petty tyranny. You can see the power that this feeble old man is able to exert. I mean, the guy he's trying to arrest clearly at any moment could beat the crap out of the guy, right? Like there's nothing stopping that guy from defending himself except for the fact that he doesn't want to go to jail for 10 years for punching a police officer. So this is, you know, and this guy, this old man in Britain who has, you know, during his life, he's watched as his own country has completely collapsed under the rule of oligarchs that have no interest in protecting the British people and in fact actively replacing them as quickly as possible. He's seen this go on. You know, you've got rape gangs raping tens of thousands of young girls, ruining their lives with the full support and help of the UK government, providing them girls through their foster care system. We've covered that extensively on InfoWars. He's lived his whole life just watching the degradation, the corruption, the destruction of his own country. And we've seen the way that, you know, with the rape gangs, it's like, okay, we've got this Muslim guy who's got, you know, 3 drunk 12-year-olds being molested day in and day out in his house. And they're like, well, we can't do anything about that. We can't lay a hand on that poor innocent angel. He doesn't know any better after all, and we don't want to ruffle any feathers with the immigrant community, so you go ahead and continue raping those little girls. But that guy on the train, the guy refusing to wear a mask on the train, we will hammer him with everything we've got. We'll mace him in the face, we'll pull him off the train, we'll ruin his life, we'll put him under arrest, because he dared not to wear a mask. So this old police officer, wearing his little yellow vest and his happy little hat, has watched this go on for his entire career. He's watched his own power in his own country be destroyed minute by minute as his life continues. And he's been told, all right, go into the train and you've got to arrest or ticket anybody that refuses to wear a mask. You've got to get them off the train. So there he is there. Now he's been empowered. Now he has been imbued with the ability to do whatever he wants to destroy the life of a person that refuses to adhere to his every order. And there you see it come to fruition. He goes in, he says, hey, mate, you've got to put a mask on. The guy's like, oh, I've got a medical exemption, sorry. And it's just like, you could, the fury, the rage. He's seeing red all of a sudden. How dare you question me? How dare you say no to me? How dare you refuse my order? I'm the police officer here. Ignore the rape gangs, ignore the massive crime, ignore the knifings happening in London every single day, ignore the boats flooding in to Dover day after day, bringing hundreds of thousands of criminal aliens into your country and subsidizing them by squeezing taxes out of the British people to fund people who are there to destroy them. Ignore all of that. This guy's refusing your orders. This guy is refusing to put his mask on. This guy's refusing to bow to your every whim at the behest of the controllers who are telling you that this coronavirus is the most dangerous thing, and you're a hero for pulling this guy off the train. This is the degradation of Western society. This is the complete destruction of the man in Western society. That's the man now. That's this gray-haired, pot-bellied, foppish idiot is there with full force and power. He's got the can of mace pointed at the guy's face. This guy is clearly far stronger, clearly far superior. All he's doing is just pushing the guy's arms away. Just going, leave me alone. Leave me the heck alone. Stop trying to assault me. And this bitter old man who has presided over the destruction of his entire society is venting all of his impotent rage on this person who refuses to wear a mask. Now look, now the police officer's mask is off, right? Now they're gonna, and you know what they end up doing? In the next video, they rip the guy's shirt off. So suddenly the guy is shirtless on this train, being manhandled by four different people. God knows, you know, it's like, what do they think they're doing? Who do they think they're protecting? They'd have no idea. These are pawns. These are idiot pawns of the New World Order that are there carrying out the orders, feeling like they're empowered, exercising their petty tyranny over the people that they're supposed to protect, while meanwhile their entire country is going down the drain and being completely conquered by foreigners who are actively destroying everything you believe in, raping your women, tearing down your statues, replacing your heroes with their own criminal element. It's completely sickening that this is where we are. This is where they are. Thank God America's not quite here yet, but give it a couple years. If we don't stand up now, if we don't stop what's going on right now, and not just stop it, but reverse what's happening right now, that's a vision of your future, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we finally got an update to that story of Michael Reinall police shooting. He, of course, was a murderer who killed Jay Danielson there in Portland. This is from the U.S. Marshals HQ. That's a U.S. Marshals verified Twitter account. They say, quote, at approximately 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on September 3rd, members of the U.S. Marshal Service Pacific Northwest Violent Offender Task Force were involved in a line-of-duty shooting in Olympia, Washington. The task force was attempting to arrest Michael Forrest Reinall, wanted by Multnomah County Circuit Court, Oregon, on a charge of murder. Reinall was allegedly involved in the August 29th shooting incident in Portland, Oregon, that resulted in a death. The Portland Police Bureau had issued a warrant for his arrest earlier in the day and asked the U.S. Marshals to locate and apprehend the suspect. The Fugitive Task Force located Reinall in Olympia and attempted to peacefully arrest him. Initial reports indicate the suspect produced a firearm, threatened the lives of law enforcement officers. Task force members responded to the threat and struck the suspect, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Known law enforcement officers were injured during the incident. The Thurston County, Washington Sheriff's Office will lead the shooting investigation. As a matter of policy, the USMS will not release the names of deputy marshals involved in the shooting incidents until the conclusion of all investigations surrounding the incident. So there you go. A little bit of background information, a little bit of details there from the U.S. Marshals. Pretty much everything we already expected and understood. So in that last segment, I showed you the way that the UK police are dealing with transgression, dealing with people who refuse to adhere to their absurd dictates about masks. Meanwhile, what else is happening? What else is happening in the UK? Let's go to clip number 14 to find out. Let's go ahead and play clip number 14. What we're seeing here is a shot from Dover Harbor as a boat full of 28 people are landing at Shakespeare Beach. How long it will be called Shakespeare Beach? Well, who's to say? After all, he was a white man. You can't have anything referencing the history of England that is not all about how migrants make just absolutely everything better, right? This is the state of the Western world. A world once referred to as Christendom, as Europe and the European diaspora. This is the state of the situation. You have men being beaten, being arrested, being manhandled, being attacked for not wearing a mask, while at the same time, that very same authority is ferrying across the English Channel tens of thousands of criminal aliens. Just ferrying them in. Bring them on in. Let them go. Give them a stipend. Let them live on welfare. Give them a place to live. Ignore their crimes. Cover up their misdeeds. That's what's happening. That's who our government represents. That's the state of the Western world these days. Absolutely incredible. Here's some of the people helping them do it. Let's go to clip number 15 here. This was posted yesterday on the Twitter account of the World Jewish Congress celebrating this organization, an American organization, I remind you, as you watch this video, an American organization bragging about how they're helping to undermine and basically invade all of Europe through the islands of Greece. Let's go to this video now, and I'll read along with it. In 1881, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society was founded to help people get into America. Today, it's aiding non-Jewish refugees around the world following the ethos of Tikkun Olam. With the refugee crisis in Europe, more than 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in Greece in 2015 and 2016. Tens of thousands continue to arrive every year. As of June 2020, 122,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece. In Greece, HIAS is serving refugees by providing free legal assistance. Let's go ahead and pause it right there. Pause right there and back it up a few seconds. Because you have to understand what they're saying when they say they're providing free legal assistance to refugees in Greece. Okay? Let's take this all the way back, shall we? Where are these refugees coming from? Why are they fleeing that place? Why are they arriving in Greece? How did they get there? And what does legal assistance mean? It's pretty easy to break all this down, right? They're fleeing mostly Syria. Why? Because Israel and America didn't want Bashar al-Assad to be in charge of Syria, so we funded so-called moderate rebel groups, trained them with the CIA, trained them with Mossad, infiltrated Syria, tried to cause a civil war, caused a massive civil war, caused massive widespread destruction. People fled from in front of ISIS and these other things that we funded. We helped train, we helped procure, we helped send them from, a lot of them come from Europe, a lot of them come from Saudi Arabia. Almost everybody that was involved in the Syrian civil war on the so-called moderate rebel side was almost all foreigners from Syria. They were going to Syria, sent with our money into Syria, destroy that country. Refugees flee. Where do they go? Sometimes they go to Lebanon. They stay there. The UN has said Lebanon's not allowed to send them back. They have to stay in Lebanon, destroying that country economically, yet another sort of brick on that pile of destroying Lebanon. But a lot of them went through to Turkey. Turkey had a lot of them. Turkey was housing a lot of Syrian refugees. And then Turkey, as a governmental policy, started sending these refugees to Greece. This is not refugees fleeing and, oh my gosh, Greece was the first place we could land. No, no, they went through Turkey. Turkey, as a matter of policy, the government of Turkey then sent these people on to Greece. Then they arrive in Greece. And there they are. They're not really refugees. They don't really, require asylum. They are invaders invading Europe and hoping to probably make it to France, where they can then get on a boat funded by England to go across and get all of the goodies that England is offering people who are able to cross the English Channel there. But when they first get to Greece, they're stopped by the Greek authorities. And then here comes HIAS. Here comes American Jews, American people, to a foreign country to provide legal assistance. What does that mean? That means that they're working spells. They're working their magic spells, you see. If you want to achieve asylum, there are certain incantations you have to say. You have to say things in a certain way that then makes it seem like you qualify for asylum and are able to invade that country. So that's what legal assistance means. It means they're going and they're teaching the people that are invading this country, here are the magic words you have to use in order to achieve asylum and be welcomed into this country. So let's go back to this video. In Greece, it's been providing free legal assistance, helping refugees throughout the asylum process and family reunification processes, and aiding asylum seekers who are in administrative detention. Okay? The majority of clients coming from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, where we started the wars. The island of Lesbos became the main gates to Europe for asylum seekers from Syria. So they're not staying in Greece. They're not seeking asylum. They don't want to go back. They're infiltrating Europe. Asylum seekers must stay at their first point. HIAS has provided legal assistance for more than 400 cases in Lesbos. That's why it's very important we're here. The whole refugee status determination is taking place here. Do you see? See what I'm saying? The status determination, whether they are literally, you know, official refugees or not, is determined here. So they're there to make it seem like they deserve refugee status. They say, quote, it doesn't matter where you come from or your religion or beliefs. Welcome the stranger. Protect refugees. You know, that's a great thing to think if it's your country. People, they're all human and they're just here to help each other. You know, it's like, okay, if this was your country, if you're welcoming them into your house and you're offering, you know, your goods and your support, then that's fine. That's not what's happening at all. What's happening is they're going to a foreign country and they're helping invaders to that foreign country circumvent the laws attempting to prevent people from doing just that and getting in to the rest of Europe with the so-called refugee status. It's all a lie. It's all orchestrated. It's an invasion of Europe being carried out and being supported by organizations just like this, who are claiming, you know, it's everybody deserves help. Everybody deserves to be helped. Well, you're not helping them. You're tricking the governments of Europe into helping them. You are invading Europe with this proxy army and then claiming you're doing good and you're enlightening the world. It's really kind of sickening. And yet that's what's happening there in Greece as more and more tens of thousands, they say, a year are pouring into that country, and the legal systems of that country are incapable of defending against the onslaught of millions of dollars, billions of dollars being paid to lawyers from America, from other countries to go to Greece to circumvent their laws and get these people into Europe. It's this is what we're under. But that's not the important thing. No, the important thing is we have to mortify and harass and vilify the guy on the train without a mask, right? It's despicable. Folks, I will be back at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on the InfoWars 2020 election countdown. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute. It'll start in 1 minute. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Harrison Smith. I will see you in just a few hours.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it. The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and superstates are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanists, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist posthuman world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.